جیے جا سوال کیے جا. یس مائیکل ٹیلز می دا مائک از ورکنگ. دس از یور ہوسٹ ودیا اینڈ یو آر لسننگ ٹو دا سفاری کوئز شو براٹ ٹو یو بائی سفاری کڈ, دی امیزنگ پری اسکول اینڈ آفٹر اسکول پروگرام ود اوور 18 لوکیشنز ان دا بے ایریا. Before we start our quiz today, don't forget to like us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. And of course, check out the Safari Kid Facebook page as well. Safari Kid, if you have a child who's interested in one of Safari Kids preschool or after school programs. All right. So today we have a very special set of kids here in the studio with me. They all belong to the Lego Robotics League. They're all part of Lego Robotics League. They're all 8th graders. And they're here today to play our game as well as share something with us about robotics, about their journey, and about what they're doing right now. But before we meet them, another piece of housekeeping. I want to remind everybody to please send us some of your child's musical performances to our show. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. I want to say a big thank you to the parents who sent us their pieces just yesterday. I'm sorry we couldn't play them today, but we just didn't have time to get them to our producer, and we'll be sure to play them next week. But for all the other parents listening, you can send it to us as an MP3, you can send it to us as a WAV file, you can send it to us as a YouTube link. I had some questions from parents about this musical showcase that we're doing, and I want to answer them here on air as well. First of all, the pieces can be any duration up to 4 minutes long. 4 minutes is the size of our break, is the length of our break, and if you do something around even 30 seconds long is fine. 4 minutes would be perfect. But the duration is entirely at your discretion. So that is the question about the duration of the piece. Second question I was asked was, are devotional songs okay? Of course they are. Devotional songs, Bollywood songs, instrumental pieces, anything is absolutely fine. What we are trying to do here is celebrate children who are learning music by playing their pieces on air. I also had a question about whether there was a deadline for submission of these pieces. No, there is no deadline at all. We play the pieces as we get them. So the sooner you send it to us, the sooner you can hear them on air. The other last request I want to make is that when you send us a piece, please also send us a little bio of the person who's playing. Maybe how long they've been playing the instrument, what their other interests are, and where they're learning that particular instrument or learning their vocal music. So once again, if you have a child who's learning music, we would love to showcase them on our show. Please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. All right, it's time to meet our robotics experts. Our first contestant today is Ishan. Welcome to the show, Ishan.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, Ishan, so first let's hear about yourself for a bit. Where do you study? How old are you, etc.?
Well, I go to Hopkins Junior High Middle School. I'm in 8th grade. Mm-hmm. As you know, I'm Ishan Mondare.
And I know you love robotics, but does that take up all your time? Is robotics the only thing you do, or are there other interests too?
No, I have many other interests. For example, I love doing speech and debate. It's one of my most favorite extracurricular activities.
Okay.
I also practice piano.
We need to get a piece from you, Ishan. I'm going to ask your mom about it. All right. So Ishan is going to tell us a little bit about Robotics League. He's currently doing something called FTC, or First Technical Challenge. But that is a slightly advanced version of the Robotics League. So I'm going to ask him how he began with robotics for all the young kids who are out there listening to us and maybe interested in doing something like robotics. So, Ishan, how did you start off with robotics?
Well, I first started off through FLL, which is more of the kid league. With FLL, there's many different challenges, such as creating a smaller robot and completing missions which they give you. There's also the project in the FLL. So what the FLL is, First Lego League, they give you a project like research about foods. You can specifically look about a specific type of food, and with that food complete like some research formats. And there's finally the third topic in FLL, which is core values, where
let me make it even more basic than that for the benefit of all the younger ones who are listening. So you realized you were interested in robotics. This is something you'd like to do. How do you first go about it? What do you first do? What do you do to start off?
Well, to start off, I met with my friends and I started to form a group
So you need a team. It's a team sport.
Yeah, it's a team sport okay. with many kids.
So well, your first league, first team, how many kids were there?
There were about 6 kids in our first team.
Does the team have a coach?
Yes.
How do you find the coach? Is it usually one of the parents?
Usually the coach is one of the parents, yeah.
Okay, so one of the parents coaches. There are about 6 kids to the team, and then you go to the FLL, the First Lego League, right? It's called First Lego League. You go to the FLL's website to register, and you get a project.
Yeah.
And all the robotics are made with Lego kits.
Yes.
Right? Lego. Is it Lego Mindstorm? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's Mindstorms.
All right. So that's how you started your first Lego League, right?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about one robot you designed with that league. And your first year, when you first joined.
In our first year, we chose a basic design that they give to you. They'll give you a couple of basic designs to start off our robot. Mm-hmm. It was a three-wheeled robot that we controlled around.
Okay, you made a three-wheeled robot. Awesome. So we're going to get a lot more information, but from our next contestant, whose name is Ritvik. Welcome to the show, Ritvik.
Nice to be here.
You have to speak really into the mic because your voice was very soft.
Nice to be here.
All right. So, Ritvik, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So, I also went to FLL last year.
Okay.
And that was my first year of robotics.
Mm-hmm. Again, very soft, according to Michael. Yeah.
I went to coaching before that.
Okay.
And when I thought I was ready, I formed a team with the with my teacher.
Okay.
And one other person. So we
are you also a student at Hopkins?
Yeah, I'm a student at Hopkins.
So you said, you mentioned something like, I went to some coaching. What kind of coaching are we talking about?
Also, they taught us how to, about robot, how to program.
Who gives this coaching?
I went to Mr. J at, he lives near Hopkins.
Oh, so there are specific people who can coach you into for joining a robotics league. Ishan, I'm going to throw this question back at you because I think you've been doing this the longest. Did you need coaching when you started?
Well, actually, my older brother had originally started with an other team, and so then I learned more from my older brother as he had more experience.
But do you need experience to start a Lego league?
You don't need that much experience to start.
Especially if you're younger, probably. Yeah. If you're starting at a much lower level. Did you need coaching, Ritvik, because you were starting at a higher level?
Yeah, I needed coaching because that was my first year. I didn't know
anything about robotics.
I didn't know much.
So if you say I'm talking to maybe a third grader, or when Ishan, what age did you start?
I started when I was about 10.
10. So if I'm talking to a 10-year-old who's listening to us on the show, if they wanted to start a robotics league, would they need coaching or can they manage without?
I'd say a 10-year-old could manage without, but for even younger people, there's a junior FLL, which is for kids 4 to 5.
Okay, so if you're even younger, then you can join a junior FLL league. All right, cool. All right, so you went for coaching and they taught you the basics of robotics?
Yeah.
Is it with the kit or is it just theoretical?
It's with the kit.
It's with the kids.
Yeah, so we built our own basic robots, and we also programmed them to do the previous year missions.
Okay, so you helped out with some previous year's missions, and then are you in the same school as Ishan?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how you guys met and decided to form a team this year. Michael, I'm still not sure if we can hear Ritvik's voice over the... We are? Okay, good. All right, Ritvik, so that's exciting. So let's meet our third contestant. Her name is Anushka. Welcome to the show, Anushka.
Thank you for letting me be here.
Okay, you're also super soft, so Michael, we might have to turn up her mic as well, really high. So speak almost as if you're eating the mic. Okay, all right.
Okay.
So Anushka, unlike the others, has joined the team just this year. And
yes.
She has directly joined in the FTC.
Yes.
Right? So you didn't do FLL at all.
I learned some basic things for FLL,
okay.
But I joined FTC.
You joined FTC. So where did you learn these basics?
I learned all these from the same place at Ritvik.
So you also went for a sort of a coaching?
Yes.
And then you decided to join the FTC directly instead of participating in one of the junior levels.
Yeah.
So to the kids who are listening who have already, you know, thinking, my goodness, am I going to get left behind? There is a way to get in even if you haven't done the junior levels. You can directly. So FTC is First Technical Challenge,
yes.
Right? It's a little bit different from FLL. Tell me how.
Well, FLL has more of more challenges, while FTC has one major challenge that you have to accomplish. It also has more metal parts, and FLL has more Lego pieces to work with.
I see. So you're working, it's getting a little more advanced now. It's not just... But coming to metal, you guys are all part of the same team. What's the team name?
the Metal Magicians.
Metal Magicians. So I have three members of the Metal Magicians here with me, and they're telling me a little bit about us. They're all right now in FTC, which is the first technical challenge, which is an advanced level of FLL. But we're going to start the quiz now. We'll try and see if we can speak to them if you have time later in the show. Otherwise, for all you guys out there, send us your questions by writing to our Facebook page about how to join, what to do, and I'm sure they'll answer us. Our Facebook page again is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. And do you guys have a Facebook page as well? If you wanted to reach you and ask questions, is there a way to do it?
You can email us in our Gmail Gmail account.
Okay, so I think the best way to do is, all of you listening out there, please email us. Email me at safariquizshow@gmail.com and I will find the answers and get them to you. And of course, we're going to have three more kids next week from the same team participating in our quiz show. So any questions you may have, I'm going to ask them as well. So they're going to be much better prepared for any questions that you may have. So again, we're talking with three team members of Team Metal Magicians of the FTC Robotics League, and we're going to get started with our questions, right? So what we're going to do is, we have one category which is robotics, but I'm actually going to save that for our second category. So we're going to start with our first category, which is texting acronyms. And give me a minute. I was so busy talking to these kids that I have not got my points in my hand. Okay, so while we're setting that up, let me talk to Anushka a little bit more. So Anushka, did you feel that the coaching that you got was enough?
Yes, because as you go on in the competition, you're also learning more as you continue. So it's just the basics, and then you're adding more.
I wanted to ask something, and I forgot, so let me do that right now. Tell me, how much time does it take away from school?
It doesn't take away too much from the weekday, but on the weekends we spend 3 hours on Saturday and Sunday and occasionally on Fridays.
Occasionally on Fridays. But it's a group activity. So, Ishan, tell me how many people are in the group, in the team?
Well, in this team we have actually 12 kids inside our group.
Mm-hmm.
We usually like to divvy up each task to a certain amount of people so it's not all chaos.
Okay, yes, 12 people participating on the same team is really a recipe for chaos. And I guess the way they deal with it is by assigning each group certain specific tasks, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, we're ready to begin. Our first category is texting acronyms. Let me repeat my rules again for the benefit of all the people who are listening to this show for the first time. There are three categories. Each has 10 questions. And I have a little buzzer here. Everybody buzzes in. The person whose buzzer lights up, I will name them, and then they get to answer the question. If they get it right, they get 10 points. If they get it wrong, they get -5. If they can't get it right, the question passes in an anti-clockwise direction. The next person has an option to say pass and not answer the question at all, for which they are not penalized. But if they choose to answer, then they will be graded as 5 points for a correct answer and -5 for a wrong answer. Is that clear? At the end of each round, I have a listener question, and that's open only to our listeners. And our call-in number at the studio is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. All right. So we are going to do our first category, which is texting acronyms. Texting acronyms. I'm going to test your buzzers first. So Ishan, can I have your buzzer? What about you, Ritwik? And Anushka. All right. Ready for the first question? R-O-F-L. Go for it.
Roll over the floor laughing.
Rolling over the floor laughing. 10 points to Anushka. You're very soft. Still need to speak louder. Okay? All right. Next one. B-T-W.
By the way.
By the way. Very good. Michael, let me know when you don't know one. Okay? Question number 3. B-R-B.
Be right back.
Be right back. Everybody's got 10 points now. Awesome. Number 4.
L-O-L. Laugh out loud.
Laugh out loud. That was an easy one. Too easy. So make it a little tougher now. Next one. O-T-O-H. O-T-O-H. My daughter tells me this is more used by grown-ups than by teens. But hey, I didn't say teen texting acronyms. O-T-O-H. Guess. You guys are risk takers. You build machines.
Out on the house.
No. Minus five. Give me back that and take this five-pointer. It's okay, question passes to Ritvik. You can say pass.
Pass.
Loudly.
Pass.
Anushka?
Pass.
On the other hand. Oh. On the other hand. O-T-O-H. My daughter said, who says that? Well, I do. Okay, question number six. N-O-Y-B. N-O-Y-B. If somebody's poking their nose into your stuff, you might say N-O-Y-B.
None of your business.
None of your business. Exactly. 10 points. Question number 7. T-Y-V-M. T-Y-V-M.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Very good. 10 points. Question number 8. T-T-Y-L.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Very popular among kids. T-T-Y-L. Okay. Question number 9. G-T-G.
Got to go.
Got to go. 10 points. To Ishan. Question number 10. IDK.
I don't know.
I don't know. But she did know. All right. So that was our 10th one. Now the next one is not open to the kids in the studio. It's for our listeners. And it's one that if your kid is using, watch out. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is our call-in number, and the acronym is PAW. PAW. I'll give people a minute to figure that out. Look it up. PAW, texting acronym. Call-in number is 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. Whoops. I think they jumped the gun on that. PAW. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
So my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rubina, and I think the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Rubina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and I think the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rhea, and I think the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Rhea. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Akansha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Ignore, and I think the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Koina, and I think the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Koina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anya, and the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Anya. And last caller for first question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is parents are watching.
Thank you, Ayush. Ayush was the last caller for question number one. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we're going to see how the kids in the studio are doing, as well as who won our first listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Okay, that was much better. Hi, welcome back. This is your host, Vidya, and you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Today, I have in the studio three members of the Metal Magicians of first technical challenge team, which is built on Lego robotics. And we've been talking to them a little bit before the show. Don't worry if you've missed it. I'll put up the recording on our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show Facebook page, so you can go there and listen to it soon. I also want to give them a big shout out and thank you for coming on the show and telling us a little bit about robotics. Ishan, before we get down to winners and scores, I had one question to ask you. For those who, actually maybe Ritvik is a better person to answer this. Ritvik, for those who don't have other members of the family doing robotics, what is the best way to start a team? How do you go about it?
You can go around asking your friends, see if they're interested in joining a team.
And then one parent has to be ready to coach, right?
Yeah.
One parent has to be ready to coach. So people listening out there, junior FLL starts as young as 4 and 5 years old. So it's never too early to start. And you just have to have the commitment to spend a little bit of time with the kids. I'm guessing, Ishan, that it doesn't take that much of a time commitment in the younger.
Yeah, in the younger, it's even more basic league. And really, you're just being judged off our participation at the tournaments.
Okay, great. So all you need to do is show up there and you just learn along the way. That's fabulous. Okay, so we did our first round, which was texting acronyms. And we finished with our listener questions. PAW was the question I asked. And parents are watching is indeed the right answer. From all the correct answers, Anushka has picked the winner this time. Anushka, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Ria.
All right. So Ria, you know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please mention today's date, November 8th, the question, PAW, the answer, and your name as well. All right. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing with respect to points. Ishan, how many points do you have?
I have 35 points.
35. Ritwik?
20.
And Anushka?
30.
Oh my gosh, this is really close. Okay, so we're going to move on to our second round, which is a robotics question round. All right. So I'm going to test your buzzers first. Ishan, Ritwik, and Anushka. All right. So everybody's buzzers are working. Ready for our first question? What kind of robot looks most like a human?
A humanoid robot?
No, that's too easy. I want a specific name that is given to them. Okay, -5. Question passes to Ritwik. What kind of robot looks most like a human? What are they called? Humanoid robots. What are they called?
Pass.
Anushka?
Pass.
Okay. Do you guys ever watch Star Trek The Next Generation? There was a character called Data there. What was he? He was an android. An android. Yes. All right. That's not a good start to the robotics question. All right. Question number 2. Name one of the robots being used to explore Mars.
The Mars rover?
Yeah. What's its name? -5. Come on, there are 2 of them, and they each have names. All right. Ritwik?
Pass.
Anushka?
Pass.
Spirit and Opportunity. Spirit. Okay, question number 3. Which Renaissance painter and sculptor is credited with creating the first robot? Which Renaissance painter and sculptor is credited with creating the first robot? He's also very famous for his very famous painting of a smiling lady.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci is right. He's supposed to have made the first ever robot. Can you believe it? He didn't have the technology, but he had the mechanics of it in his head. That was fantastic. Question number 4, a little tough again. The word robot comes from robota, which means forced labor. In which language? Go for it.
Latin?
No, it doesn't. -5, Ishan. It's actually the name of a story where you first had the concept of robots, and it means forced labor. When we make robots, we have forced labor. It's actually a very dark dystopian story where they talked about how you are forcing machines to work. We don't think of robots like that at all nowadays. Ritwik, you want to try a... Nope. What about you, Anushka?
Pass.
Check. Don't worry. The next questions are all scientific. You're going to just ace them. Question number 5. Okay. Instruments used as input devices for robots which enable it to determine aspects regarding the robot's environment. What do you use? What do robots have in them that help them sense their environment?
Sensors.
Oh, I gave away that answer. Here you go. 10 points. Question number 6. A device that produces a monochromatic beam of light which is extremely narrow and focused but still within the visible light spectrum. A device, a very simple answer. Do not complicate it. If you know it, say it. Why are you sharing? You don't know. A device that produces a monochromatic beam of light. Come on. Something that has a narrow beam of light that can be really strong. What is it?
Flashlight?
No. -5. Ritwik.
A laser?
A laser! Why didn't you guess first? That's yours. 5 points for that. Good job. Question number 7. A graphical computer program that represents the robot and its environment, which is used to determine a robot's behavior in certain situations. A graphical computer program that represents the robot and its environment used to determine a robot's behavior in certain situations. What do you do to make sure that, this time the robot is in Mars, and this is how it should behave. This time the robot is under the sea, actually without actually putting the robot under the sea. You just run a program. What is that called? Come on, guys! My 7th grader could answer this, and she's not even in FLL. Something that you put, instead of putting the robot in the actual situation, you put it in a... What do you do it? What do you put it in? Guess, it's okay. Yeah, but what is that called? Instead of actually putting the robot under the sea or in space or in Mars, you actually just run a program. What is that called?
Mm-hmm.
You know that answer. Yes.
Simulation.
Oh my God. Our shy little Anushka said that. Good job. Okay, question number 8. Hypothetical person whose physical abilities are extended beyond normal human limitations by mechanical elements built into the body.
Robot?
No, robot is not a person with mechanical elements in his body. 5 points. Question passes to Anushka.
Pass.
Ishan?
Pass.
A cyborg. A cyborg. A cyborg is a human being with mechanical elements added to his body, his or her body, to enhance their capabilities. Okay, question number 9. This is not going well. Question number 9. What do you call robots scaled down to microscopic size? What do you call robots scaled down to microscopic size when the robot is...
Nanobot?
Nanobots. Finally. Here you go. And last question. What do you call the ability of a computer to act with human-like behavior? What do you call the ability of a computer to act with human-like behavior? What is that considered?
Artificial intelligence.
Yep. Artificial intelligence is right. 10 points. I think we redeemed that towards the end. Okay. All right, so we come to the end of our robotics question round with a big sigh of relief from our 3 contestants here. And we move on to the listener question in the same category, robots. But you know what? We are completely aware of what our listeners like to hear. So here's the listener question. Call in numbers 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Category robotics. Which South Indian superstar starred in the movie Robot? Which South Indian superstar starred in the movie Robot? Okay, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Rishi, and I think the answer is Rajinikanth.
Thank you, Rishi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Rajinikanth.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is Rajinikanth.
Thank you, Nishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shravya, and I think the answer is Rajinikanth.
Thank you, Shravya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Atisha, and I think the answer is Rajinikanth.
Atisha?
Atisha.
Atishi. Okay, thank you, Atishi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni. My answer is Rajinikanth.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Rajinikanth.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Rajinikanth.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Akansha, and the answer is Rajinikanth.
Thank you, Akansha. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Rajnikant.
Thank you, Gaurav. Gaurav was the last caller for question number two. Now, I noticed there are still some lines blinking. So, if you're trying to reach us, number one, we do have a third category and a third listener question coming up. But also, if you enjoy listening to the show, come participate. Be part of our show here in the studio. I know the kids are having a lot of fun and you will too. Just write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now, it's time for our break. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Ishan, Ritvik and Anushka, members of the Metal Magicians, a robotics league that is competing in their first ever first technical challenge. We are going to be talking a little more about this particular challenge and the robot they're building for this with our next team next week. But right now it's time to see who won our second listener question in the category robotics. Which South Indian superstar starred in the special effects movie Robot? Yes, indeed, it was Rajnikant. You cannot have a good show without mentioning Rajnikant. All right, and this time the winner was picked by Ritvik. Ritvik, who was the winner of our second listener question?
The winner was Shravya.
Shravya. Shravya, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. And Miss Anu will send you a prize as soon as possible. Don't forget to mention today's date because I know you've won before and we don't want any confusion. All right, so let's see points. Ishan?
I have 35 points.
35. Ritvik?
40.
40. And Anushka?
40.
40. Oh my God, this is going to be a close one. I hope we have enough time left over for a tiebreaker in case we have one. But now it's time for our final category of the day. And it is animal groups. Animal groups. So you know a group of lions is called a pride, right? So we're going to talk about other animals. Are you guys ready? Let's test a buzzer. Ishan? Ritvik? Anushka? You guys ready? First animal group. Crows. Crows. Crows.
Birds.
No. Group. What is a group of crows called? Like a group of lions is called a pride. A group of crows is called a...
flock.
Is that you, Ritvik? Did you just say that?
Yeah.
-5 from you, too. flock is used for generically for... birds, but not for crows. Crows have a different thing. Anushka, you want to?
Brood?
Brood. What a good guess, but -5.
I studied in brood.
Okay, now I'm going to give you an actual clue. So it's open again to everybody. I should have done that in the beginning. I didn't realize. Okay. So this is actually a crime. The word for a group of crows is actually a heinous crime where you kill another person. Now do you want to guess? You can buzz again. A very bad crime where you kill another person. That's what we give. That word is what we call a group of crows.
Murder?
Murder. A murder of crows. Very good. So I'll give you additional clues. So if you don't know the first time, it's okay. I will give you additional clues. Okay, question number two. Bats. Bats. Okay, the word for this group is the same as a group of apartment buildings where everybody lives together, kids know each other, they play in the... It's a very Indian word, actually. It's
complex?
Ooh, very close, -5. No, not correct. But another word for complex, you're right. I live, you know, when we talk about, especially Indian adults, when you talk about where we live, I used to live in this dash. Any guesses, Anushka?
Pass.
Ishan?
Pass.
Colony. Colony. I lived in this colony. Okay, question number three. So, colony of bats. So far, we've had murder of crows and colony of bats. Okay, question number three. Easy one, thankfully. Phew. Horses. Horses. basic one. No complications. No murders. No. No. Because it's so basic. I think it's the same word for cows.
Herd.
Very good, Anushka. 10 points. Cow, the herd it is. Herd of horses. Question number four. Mules. Mules and not a herd of mules. It's the same word for a set of cards.
Pack.
Pack. A pack of mules. Very good. 10 points. Question number five. Fish.
School.
School. Good job. School of fish. Question number six. Vipers. Also the word for snakes. Vipers. But vipers, it's commonly used. Actually, the phrase is used. A dash of vipers is actually commonly used. It's clue. It's the word for where birds live.
Nest.
Nest. A nest of vipers. Very good. Question number seven. Caterpillars. Caterpillars. So caterpillars go marching. And hence their group name comes from that. They march. They look like they're marching in sync.
Band?
No, not band. They look like they're a bunch of soldiers marching. Pass. Question passes to the trick.
Army?
Army is right.
Soldiers, it's army.
Marching, yeah. Band. Yeah, I know. That was close. Okay, question number eight. Birds.
Bird?
No.
Wait.
Minus five. Question passes to Ishan. You already talked about this earlier.
Flock. Yeah.
All right, two more to go. So far we had a murder of crows, a colony of bats, a herd of horses, a pack of mules, school of fish, nest of vipers, army of caterpillars, and flock of birds. Coyotes. And this time we have, the clue is, also the name for a group of musicians. Okay. Musicians together, playing together. Coyote.
Symphony.
No!
Obviously not.
Minus five. Group of rock musicians playing together. Pop musicians playing.
Band?
Together. Band.
Oh, no. Yeah. The one time you didn't say band.
Okay, last one.
I know this.
Dolphins. Dolphins or whales? Dolphins or whales? Clue? Green peas can be found in a...
What are those
thingies
called?
Peas in a... Like when two people are very...
Pod?
Pod. A pod of dolphins or a pod of whales. All right. So that was fun.
Wow.
And this is now our listener question. 510-770-1550. We'll need you guys to look it up. So grab your Mr. Google, Auntie Google. And here we go. What is the group of giraffes called? What is the group of giraffes called?
Bananas.
It's based on how tall they are. What is a group of giraffes called? Kids in the studio, want to guess?
Bananas.
Bananas of giraffe? No. 510-770-1550. What is a group of giraffes called? We have a caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is tower.
Thank you, Pooja. Next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is a tower.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rohil, and I think the answer is a tower.
Thank you, Rohil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Ignore, and I think the answer is a tower.
Thank you, Ignore. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is tower.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is tower.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is tower.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nishita, and I think the answer is tower.
Thank you, Nishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayush, and I think the answer is tower.
Thank you, Ayush. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is tower.
Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha was the last caller. For all of those of you still trying to get on the air, I'm sorry, but you can always listen to us next Saturday at 11 o'clock, same time, same place. And if you want to come here and participate, we would love to have you. safariquizshow@gmail.com. You may have realized by now that we always group kids of the same grade together. If you have friends and want to come along as a group, that would be absolutely fabulous. We love having friends on the show. Okay, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, the winner of our third listener question and the winner in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja Sawal. Jiye Ja Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We've reached the end of today's episode and just have announcements of winners left. But before we do, first of all, I want to say a big thank you to Ishan, Ritwik and Anushka of the Metal Magicians Robotics League for coming here today and telling us a little bit about robotics. I also want them to share with us where they can go to get more, where all of you listening can go to get more information about robotics. So Ishan, how about you tell me one website that kids can go to learn about robotics or about the first Lego League?
So for robotics, you can go to usfirst.org.
usfirst.org. And this first is F-I-R-S-T, right?
Yeah.
usfirst.org, okay. And Ritwik, what about you? Share one website that we can get information about the league itself.
If you want to go for first Lego League, you can go. If you want to go for first Lego League, you can go to norcalfll.org.
norcalfll.org. Is that better than just fll.org?
I don't know if FLL.org works, but I know NorCal.
NorCalFLL.org. Anyway, we do the show in NorCal, so that would be a great place to go. NorCalFLL.org. Awesome. Is there anything else, any other websites that you guys want to share? So we are going to, when we come back next week, we're going to have three more contestants from the Metal Magicians here with us, and they're going to share with us the information about their own websites and their own projects. So that's going to be very interesting. Now it's time to announce the winners. First of all, the winner of our last listener question, giraffe groups. Group of giraffes is indeed called a tower of giraffes. Now, I hope this has made you more excited to go find out what other animal groups are called, because you know what? You know what a group of ravens is called? An unkindness of ravens. An unkindness of ravens. And there are some very interesting ones out there. Okay, so let's see points now in the studio. Oh, yeah, no. Who won that third listener question? This time, Ishan picked the winner.
The winner was Madhav.
Madhav. Yay. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Madhav, you know what to do. Madhav is one of our most loyal listeners and he's been participating on the show as well. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Please, all the winners for today, send us the emails today itself so Ms. Anu can process them as quickly as possible and there's no confusion. All right, let's see how the kids in the studio did. Ishan, how many points?
I have 40 points.
40 points. Ritwik, into the mic.
50
points. And Anushka?
70.
Woohoo! Anushka is our winner for today. Let's give her a big round of applause. And that's all we have time for today on the show. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
होगी बंटू टू ओ कुड़िए वटू टू ओ हो गई मुंडे दी पतंगा वरगी तू एवें उड़ी दी ओ हो गई मुंडे दी हिला ते चल दी टुक टुक तू कर दी मेकअप तू कर दिया अंग्रेजी पढ़ दी किट पिट तू कर दी जिम्मे कोई न साड़ी बिग टोरिया तू कैंटी बिग बैंड